What's up, everybody? It's WrestleMania Wednesday. It's a Wednesday on WrestleMania week, and it is Rumor Innuendo Wednesday. We're going to talk some AEW, though, too. And I am Dominic D'Angelo of SEScoops.com, AdFreeShows.com, and I am here, as usual, with former WWE creative writer Robert Karpolis, W creative underscore ish. Robert, happy Wednesday to you, man.
Pretty sure today's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
You only got it in there like seven or eight times today.
Got to hammer home Wednesday.
Saying it a lot. We'll say hi to some of the folks that are here. Christopher Zanto is here. Good morning, y'all. Let's hashtag rumor. We all know the hashtag for this pod is hashtag RI pod, which makes it sound like it's an Undertaker podcast, but it still works. Joseph Wade Walters released the Billy and the CW cut. Look, after WrestleMania next week, you know, the wrestling world is going to settle back down. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about our friends over at the CW, Mr. Billy Corgan and Mr. NWA. I don't know.
Lead singer of REM.
Can we get Michael Stipe up? You kind of look a little bit like Michael Stipe.
This one goes out to the one I love.
We don't have the rights to that, dude. I do not want to get sued by REM. I don't want to get sued by anybody. It's why you're here. Keep our show on the fairway. So we
I'll take the heat.
So we're not at the heat of the center of any legal. Any legal nonsense, but what do we got today for WrestleMania Wednesday?
Robert, man, we are going to talk a little Roman Reigns, kind of almost, I want to say, like a reflection of his 2-year title reign it's going to be. We're going to talk about the celebrities that is potentially lined up for WrestleMania 40 here coming up. We are going to talk about a really cool topic I'm excited for, the potential of Bo Dallas returning. We were going to cover that yesterday, but we just ran out of time. But Robert, we're going to start off not with WrestleMania, but with AEW Dynamite. That's going on. I even told you off air that I forgot if Dynamite was going down tonight.
I'm going to do you one better. Mm-hmm. I did not watch Dynamite last week. I was away. Yes. I forgot to even pull it up on the DVR and watch it. I always watch Dynamite because we cover it here on Rumor and Innuendo. I cover it over on Wrestle Roasts, and just as a wrestling fan, you want to see what's going on and watch it. It occurred to me early. You texted, you're like, I sent the rundown. I almost forgot to talk about Dynamite. And then I realized I never went back and watched Dynamite last week. It was that unimportant of required viewing, and it didn't interrupt anything. You know, as a kid that read comic books, it's like, if you miss an issue, well, you don't know what the hell's going on. Right. You miss an episode of like Raw in the Attitude Era, and you may have missed like 30 things. It's like Undertaker lit a teddy bear on fire, Sable was wearing a potato sack, and Road Dogg lost the title in a hardcore match. Dynamite happened last week, and it didn't make a sound.
Well, you know, Robert, that's funny you do mention that, because the ratings were extremely low last week. But I guess before we dive into the preview real quick, I do want to get your perspective. Marcus was on the show that day.
Yeah. So I tuned in, I heard Marcus drop an F bomb. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to take a step back. as a parent of actual children, I'm not going to step in here and be like, guys, we have loyal sponsors. We love like Blue Chew and Factor, who want to make sure that we're keeping it above board. But there was some stuff that happened last week involving AEW that we did not get into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of wanted to get your thoughts. The ratings are low. What do they need to do tonight to try to get that trend up? I think it's pretty darn concerning, to be honest. Like, you know, there's times where plenty of excuses have been made for AEW. Oh, you know, NBA, blah, 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 the viewers, whatever it may be. But now it's just like it's getting low and it's kind of telling.
I think CM Punk kind of said it best. He is in a different business than them, and we view AEW through a very specific type of prism. We look at it the way that when we looked at WWE, we looked at WCW, you need to have ratings in order to increase your ad revenue, in order to be able to sustain your company. When the ratings are down and they can't pay talent, there's not money coming in, the company's not going to survive. We have to start genuinely looking at AEW like it was TNA during the Dixie Carter years. didn't matter. They weren't bringing in a ton of money. She was funding it. Her family was funding it. The ratings across the board on television are so anemic for everything that as long as AEW is remaining competitive with Big Bang Theory reruns, TBS will continue to air it. TNT will put it on Saturday nights as long as it's going to outdraw the 800th screening of The Meg. So it's a much lower bar. And we want to get worked up about it and say, do you not see that you're not crossing a million viewers? Look at what WWE is doing with the numbers for Raw and for SmackDown. Mm-hmm. It's not a controversial statement to say that the AEW roster is as strong or in some ways stronger than a lot of what the WWE roster has been. If you go person for person, you pull an alien from another planet and park him down there, and you say there's this brand that has Bryan Danielson, who has main evented WrestleMania, former world champion. They have Edge. They have Chris Jericho. You have, you know, Kenny Omega, who statistically speaking, according to Dave Meltzer, had 1,000,000,000 5-star matches. You have a plethora of big name stars. You had Sting.
Yeah, it's true. And all the names that you had to go through was just crazy.
Up until recently, where they knew.
Oh. Are we good, Ra? I might have been frozen. Hold on a second. Ruh-roh. What's going on? Am I live?
Screen just went, but we're having great technical.
Awesome technical difficulty.
Love it. I'm going to blame the fact that you're in Philadelphia and the entire city is just on dial up.
That's it.
Anyway, the point I was making is they have a really strong roster. They're just using it differently. I think they're using it incorrectly, but that's my own personal take, because if I were the booker there and I was sitting there in charge, there's a lot of great captivating storylines you can make. They don't seem to want to make a lot of strong, captivating stories. They want to put on blockbuster matches and basically just blockbuster matches. It's kind of like we're going into this pay-per-view to AEW Dynasty. Got it. Not Destiny.
I nailed it.
Crushed it. The big match is Swerve and Samoa Joe. They're doing a contract signing tonight. It's some form of a story, but it's challenger and champion. We'll get whatever that segment is. Is anybody really tuning in because they desperately want to see a contract signing?
Right.
They're going to get – I love that the main event is a pun. I will give them that. It's
that's true.
Hobbs against Ospreay, and they're calling it a battle of wills. As a guy who runs a parody wrestling Twitter account, you live for moments like this. But is Will Hobbs and Will Ospreay in a somewhat cold match the huge draw? It's going to be for about 750,000, 800,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that it's going to be a huge draw for like 3 million people. But that's because AEW is not playing to the wider audience. They want the niche hardcore fan. They want the fan base that's in Philly right now, who's going to be attending WrestleCon, who's going to be attending the different indie shows that are going on there. They're going to go see a GCW show. They're going to go to, you know, Effie's Big Gay Brunch. They're going to want to go see their favorite superstar that they have only seen on, like, torrented videos over the years. Not that we're encouraging that, nor would we ever encourage
that. I don't even know what that is.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Or it's like my co-host on Wrestler Scott Chapman, when he's like, I'm watching the pay-per-view. Really, are you ordering it? I'm watching the pay-per-view. It's a solid answer. We'll see what ultimately happens. But for right now, as long as Tony is happy and as long as the roster is happy doing what it is that Tony wants to do, and it feels like Kenny and the Bucks and Hangman are thrilled with what's going on, it'll keep going.
Mm-hmm.
I I'm looking to see if you even sent what's in Dynamite. So there's the semifinals of the tag tournaments, the Young Bucks and the Best Friends.
Yep.
Okay. This tag tournament's been sort of hit and miss in terms of being on TV and not on TV. And then there's Mariah May versus Thunder Rosa for the women's number one contendership. And Chris Jericho calling out Hobbs.
Or Hook.
Or Hook. Hook. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Hook. Why is he calling out Hook?
Why? I thought they were all aligned. That's what the impression we were given.
We're stuck with this feud, which is almost as funny as... Did you see all the people that were going on Twitter? I saw Sammy Guevara had to do this and post like pro AEW messages because of CM Punk's and like AEW changed my life. It's transparent. We all know what it is. Like they orchestrate this and they think that it's going to seem organic, and it's definitely not organic. And it just makes you guys feel like you're in constant PR crisis mode. I know you touched on the Bischoff Tony Khan thing last week.
Yeah, yeah.
Tony knows better, but there is a small part of him that believes if he is tweeting out the craziness, if he's tweeting out the lunacy, if he's tweeting out the I'm going to take shots at Disco Inferno, and I'm going to take shots at Jim Cornette, and I'm going to take shots at random fans and Eric Bischoff, whatever it is, that erratic persona is going to get people to pay attention to his social media. And then because he has a wider audience, he's going to be able to promote Dynamite. Mm-hmm. It hasn't worked out. And mm-hmm. he needs to be the above reproach guy because right now that's who Triple H is. That's who Paul Triple H Levesque is. He's not tweeting like the old DX Hunter.
Right.
He's not talking about, you know, posting a picture of chickens and saying like, I love cock. He's a, you know, mature, responsible adult, and he's able to conduct himself as such. And I'm glad that Tony is resisting the urge to post about posting a picture of chickens talking about cock. But speaking of which, Blue Chew. This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Guys, let's talk about sex. Remember the days when you were always ready to go? Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed. Visit BlueChew.com. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets and at a fraction of the cost. You can take them anytime, day or night, so you can plan ahead or be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online. No visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. Guys, the last thing you want is your partner to go on a weird Tony Khan-esque rant about your lack of performance. What you want is you want her going on there like the entire roster of AEW has been forced to do and put over how amazing your performance is. You are the demo god of your bedroom because Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. Try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code Rumor at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this episode of Rumor and Innuendo.
Yes, thank you, Blue Chew. And
Dave. What's even better is that was not the planned transition spot for that.
It
randomly popped up. And if you want to be able to randomly pop up, BlueChew.com, promo code Rumor.
Yes. Hey, somebody that's been popping up for 2 years is Roman Reigns. His reign of the Universal WWE Undisputed Universal Championship happened 2 years ago. And on April 3rd, 2022, Roman Reigns defeated Brock Lesnar to become the Undisputed WWE Universal Champion at WrestleMania 38 in Dallas, Texas. Reigns entered the bout as the Universal Champion while Brock was the WWE Champion. Roman was victorious, kicking off his official reign as Undisputed WWE Universal Champion. Robert, pretty commendable run considering the length of it. He does get criticism for the lack of title defenses in comparison to people of yesteryear, the Hulk Hogan's, the Bruno Sammartino's, you name it, Bob Backlund's. But it's still pretty cool to have somebody hold that title for that long.
So he's been, I mean, he's been champion overall for over 3 years.
Yes,
this was longer. The melding of those titles. It was something that was not necessarily the plan of the moment. They kind of called a little bit of an audible. It worked really well because when you have two champions, one is the sort of 1A and one is the 1B. And when you're the 1B, you feel lesser than. So Roman as the undisputed Universal Heavyweight Champion was something I absolutely loved. It made the Intercontinental title feel more important on Raw, made the United States title feel more important on SmackDown. And yes, when it first happened, they were on the other brands. You can save your emails. I like that there was just one guy sitting at the top. Now, going into WrestleMania 40, there are two guys sitting at the top. One guy who was clearly still the king of the mountain, which is Roman Reigns, not Jeff Jarrett, because Jarrett keeps bumping us from ad-free shows YouTube. You jerk. And then there's Seth, who's like the workhorse champion. That's the Intercontinental Championship. Yeah. I like there being one champion because that champion can then go to Raw and go to SmackDown. You can build up a challenger for each show. And then the guys that are not directly competing for it are constantly working to try to improve their ranking, their standings, or whatever that may be. Roman, with the presentation of holding two titles, two championships, it was a great visual. When they combined it together into one title, that gold version of the big WWE logo, thought it looked very cool. Now, we know the main event of WrestleMania Night 2 is going to be Roman and Cody. There was no universe, no possibility, no situation in which Seth Rollins was going to main event a night of WrestleMania unless it was him taking on CM Punk. And at that point, the main event was because it's CM Punk in the main event, not because it's the World Heavyweight title. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying Seth is a bad champion. His matches have been good. His feuds, you know, Finn Balor, Shinsuke Nakamura, they've been compelling. They've been interesting. They have not felt as important as whenever Roman does whatever he does. And it's not just because he's on such a part-time schedule. It's because they've made his title matches feel like big events. You could go back and probably rattle off almost every match he's had since he's returned. So when he came back and beat Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman to win the title, every one of those matches had a purpose. It told a story and it elevated the guy that he was against. We have not seen that with Seth. Finn Balor sunk back down the card. Shinsuke Nakamura sunk back down the card. Drew will hopefully change that trajectory and make things feel more important. Not to tip my hat to our WrestleMania prediction shows that we'll be doing later on in the week. Peek behind the curtain on that. What we'll most likely do, there's two nights of WrestleMania. We'll preview night one on Thursday, night two on Friday. There's a slight chance Dom might not be here on Friday because he will be interviewing all your favorite WWE superstars for rumor and innuendo exclusive clips. It's going to be great. You'll get a chance to see just how tall Dom is towering over all these wrestlers. He's going to dwarf Roman Reigns. Roman's going to look up to him, be like, you know what, bro?
Here's the head of the table.
I'm not even showing up at Mania. You got this.
That's it. Roman will need a high chair when he sees me sit at the head of the table.
I like it. we're getting a lot of Roman. We're getting a lot of Rock. I don't love this Hall of Fame situation, but sound like there's going to be some potential celebrities popping up at Mania.
It's correct. Fightful Select has reported that WWE has reached out to former. Now,
your good friend Sean Ross Sapp, are you interviewed for Ad Free Shows?
That's correct. I interviewed for Ad Free Shows. Yes, he reported that Jason Kelsey will be had been contacted to attend WrestleMania. He just retired from the Eagles. Funny story too. Side note: I actually served Jason Kelsey ice cream 10 years ago while I worked in Philadelphia. So
voluntarily, or did you just like walk up to him? Like
I just gave him ice cream.
Here's an ice cream cone.
Hey.
No. Like, we're like a Make-A-Wish kid. Like, this is your big special moment.
I handed him money. No, I worked at the Franklin Fountain in Philadelphia, and he came in late one night, was a little tuned in, I would say, and I don't remember what he ordered, but I made him an ice cream. And but yes, so
boy,
hey,
if there's one exclusive coming off this episode today,
that's it. That is it.
Dominic D'Angelo served ice cream to Taylor Swift's boyfriend's brother.
Brother, right? Well, here's the thing, too, that was intriguing, is that WWE approached recently retired Eagles center Jason Kelce regarding a potential appearance at WrestleMania 40. Kelce is a very popular, particularly in Philadelphia. He also spent the past decade playing at Lincoln Financial Field. Rumors are they're trying to get Travis there, too. And you know what that means. If Travis is there, maybe T-Swift might be there, Robert.
Yeah, they're not subtle. like, they kept David Otunga on the payroll for years in the hope that they can get Jennifer Hudson to show up when she won the Oscar. Yeah, they're not going after Jason Kelce because they like the Downey for whatever the Febreze commercial that he's in. No, they want to try to find a path to get Taylor Swift. Because the only wrestling connection with Taylor Swift really is the Jeff Jarrett connection. And, yes. You know, she left him in the dust to become a major superstar. And that's what we're doing. We're leaving Jeff Jarrett in the dust so we can become major stars ourselves. It makes sense to have a hometown athlete who's going to be there. I'm sure that they're trying to get Sylvester Stallone in some capacity to show up. I think it makes it makes sense. It sounds like whatever they're going to do with Jason Kelce is potentially tied to some stuff going on with The Miz.
Yeah.
So R-Truth getting to interact with Jason Kelce may be worth the price of admission.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, he has a spot in that ladder match, even just for a second, could be kind of cool.
Definitely.
It's a buzzy sport. You always want those buzzy Sports Center moments. You know, it's we're spoiled in 2024. Wrestling gets covered in the mainstream. This morning, Cody Rhodes was on the Today Show. I think Roman and The Rock are on the Tonight Show tonight, if I'm not mistaken, Dom.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah, I think that's correct.
Before, like, they had to beg just to get anybody to pay attention to them at all. So if you brought in a mainstream athlete, you brought in a Lawrence Taylor, you brought in a Pete Rose, and you got 11 seconds on SportsCenter, huge, massive. Now they interview the SportsCenter anchors will interview talent. They have former WWE employees who are currently working on SportsCenter. Shout out to the wildly talented Arta Okal, who may or may not bear a striking resemblance to Kyle Edwards of WWE past. But it's they're not as desperate. They used to bring in like C-list to D-list celebrities and then pretend like we got Nick Turturro here from NYPD Blue.
Kevin Federline is our guest host for Raw today. No.
So in defense of Kevin Federline, Federline, yes, they were trying to get to Britney Spears. I get it. He was really good.
Was he?
He was very believable as a chicken shit, fame chasing weasel, but he knew the score. He knew why they were bringing him in, and he was willing to play along with that. You get guys that were very not self-aware, like when they would do those guest celebrity Raw shows.
Jeremy Piven's
the top of the list. Yes, Summerfest. The underrated, probably one of the worst ones ever, was when Ben Stiller was on. They were promoting like Mystery Men.
Uh-huh.
He had such disdain for what was going on, and he was playing it so wacky and over the top. It stuck with me all those years later. Like, take it some degree of seriousness. I had to comb through the archives when we were doing stuff for WWE 24/7 for like Celebrity Month and finding some of these like celebrity clips. And it's very difficult when it drops from like, we have Muhammad Ali and Liberace to here's Rob Schneider. we got Rob Schneider to do a 24/7 tag, and I had to cut a video package for that. That was rough. That was me and my boy Nick Giottini, who I know is listening out here today. He was a great WWE 24/7 producer. Now it's like, yeah, you don't need that, because you know what they're going to get at WrestleMania? You're going to have Meek Mill, and more importantly, you're going to have Lil Wayne.
How about that? That was unexpected when I saw him on Raw. I was like, oh, it is Lil Wayne right there. Yeah.
He looked surprised too.
He did too. Yeah. Hey, also Drew Barrymore. How about that?
Wait, what?
Drew Barrymore is supposed to be at WrestleMania.
That is the most rant. Well, I know that New Day was on her show.
Oh, okay.
And I know there's other WWE related connections that have existed with Drew Barrymore in the past. But that is, that's a real surprise that Drew Barrymore is going to be there. If Vince was still here, I would be 100% convinced they would do a Scream parody.
Oh, that's what I was still thinking.
Because to him, that's topical. I will give a shout out right here to Cammy Starr, who says, better than Hardy. Nothing is better than when Hardy was on. Because
him.
Peek behind the curtain. May have been DMing with some folks in Gorilla who were just dying at that moment. And I just kept taking shot after shot at this poor dude, the poor man's Kid Rock.
So bad.
I love when they bring out musicians that no one's ever heard of and they have to pretend that they're important.
Right.
It's so much fun. It's one of the real, we were texting about it before because you mentioned Nickelback and Creed on the show. And then we started saying, like, wouldn't it be great if like Static X showed up?
Yeah. Hinder.
Hinder. They pick some of the worst music of all. Remember that tattoo song that they used to use for Victoria's theme?
Oh, God.
That'll be playing in your head for the rest of the day, guys. That'll be on repeat.
I'm going to play it when I get off here.
What a thing to look forward to. But before we get off, there's one last story we do want to get to because we didn't get to it yesterday, and it is worth talking about.
Absolutely. So they aired the trailer for the documentary, the Bray Wyatt documentary. And,
oh, hold on. Before we get to that, it made me think of it. Just popped into my brain. I had to. 1 year, our theme was Big Time by Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
Which came out 20 years before that WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And when we go all in on something, we go all in on something. So Big Time used to be when you got put on hold, that was the hold music in the office. And people would intentionally put each other on hold to make them have to sit and listen to Big Time over and over. I can't hear it ever again. It's like it's my Peter Gabriel PTSD. Anyway, sorry, to a more important story.
Yeah. So they aired the trailer for the Bray Wyatt documentary coming up. And at the end, there was a little bit of a tease of Uncle Howdy and the potential return of Bo Dallas being teased. Robert, I think, you know, considering all the circumstances, the tragic passing of Bray and everything like that, it would be pretty darn cool for Bo Dallas to kind of carry on that legacy. And they make a compelling storyline with him and Uncle Howdy. What do you think about all that, him potentially coming back?
So on the one hand, I love that opportunity for Bo Dallas. It's a nice way to continue this world that Bray Wyatt has built. On the other hand, they never effectively booked Bray when he was the Fiend, when they were going into this latest incarnation of it. I'd be worried how they'd be able to handle the Uncle Howdy stuff. And then you'd constantly just be watching it saying, you know, I wish this was Bray. I wish Bray was still here. And when you create that constant feeling in your audience, it becomes lesser than. So I would hope if they're going to bring the Uncle Howdy character and presentation back, they find a way to make it compelling. But I'm also not a fan of supernatural stuff in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Undertaker stuff, this is weird revisionist nonsense. And people are like, oh, Undertaker was always amazing. Guys, I sat through a lot of this Undertaker stuff. Some of it was hokey and goofy and ridiculous. And Taker has basically come out, admitted he knew it was hokey and goofy and ridiculous. I don't want to see Papa Shango levels of supernatural because I think the product right now is so damn good. But I'm sure if Rob Fee and those guys in long term can come up with something brilliant, they will.
Yeah. you got some new minds in there coming in. Even like you think about like The Rock being a board of directors, Brian Gewirtz being there, Triple H still having that power and control and stuff like that. There's a lot of good minds that kind of make it work. But to your point, it's a very good point about, hey, it's kind of always reminding you of Bray, but hopefully they can make it, they can make that in a good way, you know, maximize it for him.
It's like Bruce Pritchard always says, when you make something the new version of it, it's never as good. Right. Again, all due respect to the new Rockers. We love you, Leaf Cassidy.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, and we love you guys here at Rumor and Innuendo. It's been a good show. We're going to cover
it. That's so convincing. It's been a good show.
It's been a pretty decent show today. But yeah, we're excited to do our WrestleMania predictions tomorrow and Friday. Potentially Zach Hadorn will do that for me on Friday, though. But Robert, it's been fun, though, man. We got Wrestle Roast there. We had to release Patreon for free this week, but little teaser for everybody.
Sure. That's a nice little preview for those folks for the Patreon. Dom, you got like 15 other shows that you're producing. So,
I do.
You can catch him on, with Gagne and Magnum.
That's right.
You can also catch him with Rob Van Dam. Mm-hmm. Gagne and Magnum, now part of that.
Four Horsemen Network, baby. Go to the Four Horsemen Network. Type it in. Go to the Orange YouTube channel. With all that content's there now. And then RVDTV.com. Check that out. Good stuff. We had Mustafa Saeed there for our last episode. Cover a lot of great ground, some great clips we got going on there, so check out rvdtv.com. and I will be on site here for WrestleMania doing some stuff exclusively here for Rumor and Innuendo, so be on the lookout on our YouTube channel. We're gonna have some good content coming up here. It's gonna be a lot of fun, Robert.
Oh, sorry, someone just texted me, Scott Chaplin just texted me that there was a news story that we didn't cover, which was the Ronda Rousey story. So I'm going to very briefly touch on it here at the end. So now we got to bump Billy in the CW. Sorry.
Dang it.
So Ronda Rousey was on, I think News Nation last night. She was doing an interview talking. She's selling her book. She's been very scorched earth on WWE, not happy with her time there. Obviously not happy about the Vince McMahon stuff. And she talked about how Drew Gulak, who works there, supposedly pulled the drawstring on her sweatpants, which in my mind makes me think like this ends with his arm broken in many, many pieces.
Yeah.
But she was saying that this was an example of just, you know, an inappropriate touching incident that occurred. Drew Gulak just posted on Twitter. He said, backstage at a WWE event in 2022, I saw Ronda talking with a group in the hallway. I stopped to say hi and shake all their hands. In an attempt to shake her hand, I accidentally touched her drawstring. Complete accident, and one that I had apologized to her for the mishap. So, going to be a developing story a little bit. We're just putting it out here. I like that Drew's best defense was the Curb Your Enthusiasm defense. That, like, I went for the handshake. My hand got caught in your drawstring. I don't know. I will see what happens. The problem right now when it's WrestleMania week is the spotlight, good, bad, or indifferent, gets put on everybody in the wrestling world. These stories get they get amplified. Like, we didn't even talk about Endeavor going private, but TKO staying public. Maybe we'll touch on that tomorrow. But the Gulak thing, he's trying to put a defense out there. We'll have more on it as it develops tomorrow. And if you want to catch that tomorrow, we'll be here at noon Eastern on the WWE Creative underscore ISH X account, the Dominic D'Angelo X account, the SE Scoops X account, Podcast Heat's X account. Podcast Heat is who makes this show possible, as well as the Ad Rumor and Innuendo YouTube pages. And as a quick reminder before we jump out of here, the six-pack book came out yesterday. Yes. The feedback that we have gotten from our interview yesterday was off the charts. People really loved it. They enjoyed the extended episode. So if you missed it, you can check it in audio format anywhere that you get your podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, and the like. But until then, on behalf of the slightly web glitchy Dominic D'Angelo, I'm Robert Karpeles. Best of luck in your future endeavors.
Dial up for life, baby. AOL Online for life.